This week, I got director's cut, and they were nice enough to pick Shyamalama Ding Dong for me. Two Shyamalans in the
You're
same
welcome.
Season. Why not? All right. So, I mean, that kind of gives away a little bit of this one. You've only got a smaller pool to pick from, but
yeah.
This is a group of friends head to a cozy woodland retreat, but things take a surprising turn when they discover their cabin has an unusual neighbor, a sassy woodpecker who tap dances and offers unsolicited bird watching advice. Chaos ensues as the vacationers attempt to decipher the avian choreography and their inner bird whisperers. See, I think that ChatGPT lied. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen this movie, but I'm not sure.
I can't even tell you what that is.
Well, I have a theory, knowing that his newest movie has the wrestler Dave Bautista and the wizard Ron Weasley in it in his knock at the cabin.
Yes.
Right. Is
but
that
do
it?
Do you think yeah. there's a sassy woodpecker?
What the hell?
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's Nicolas Cage. Coming back from Raising Arizona.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We got to watch and find out.
Yeah, what? That doesn't seem like it fits at all.
It just went on a rant.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Flip of Licks. I'm Sam.
I'm Adam.
I'm Tim.
I felt like we hadn't had a fun intro in a while.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably have.
I kind of expected you to, knock.
I was going to do that, but I didn't know if it would pick up in the way that I would like.
Mm, yeah. Would you have knocked 7 times?
No. Did he knock 7 times? I thought he knocked like 3 or 4.
No, we'll get into it though.
Oh, no.
I think he knocked more than I would have, but it wasn't 7.
It was 7.
Really?
Yeah, there's a reason, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay, well, anyway, we watched Knock at the Cabin.
Knock, knock on Santa's cabin. I don't know what that
is. To be clear, not a knock at the cabin.
Oh, did I say that?
No, I wrote a knock at the cabin. Clabbin?
Clabbin?
At the cabin. And I was like, oh, it's just knock. We're going with the verb, with the first word.
Yeah.
Not the knock at the cabin either.
Right.
We're knocking at the
cabin. I don't think either one of those is better than the original title either.
Right.
I think Knock at the Cabin fits really well.
Yeah. What about
I think
Knocks?
A knock or the knock is
what
weird.
What about Knocks at the Cabin?
That fits too, I think.
This just sounds
but
like
knock is already somewhat plural in my
yeah,
opinion.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a semi. Yeah, like if you gave it a knock, I don't know if you knocked once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if I knock something off, you get the something and you already assume one, so never mind. What's the synopsis?
Yeah.
Sam's got a new title. It's Synopsis Sam. So Tim, going forward, she has to say every synopsis.
Oh, man. Okay. Only if everybody else gets titles. Got to sign up for other things.
I'm Countdown Adam.
Okay.
And Tim is time to be
expert on things that I'm not expert on.
I was going to say time to be done, Tim.
He wraps it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, we watched it on Prime, right?
Is yeah.
That where it was? It's yes. been floating around. It was on like Peacock this summer, and then it went somewhere else.
Really?
So now it's on Prime.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen it advertised on Prime.
So it was originally with Peacock because they were doing the straight from the theaters.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So it was there for a bit.
Yeah. But anyway, it's on Prime now, and the synopsis is, while vacationing, a girl and her parents are taken hostage by armed strangers who demand that the family make a choice to avert the apocalypse.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
It's interesting that they come out and say that.
I know. I was looking for a synopsis that didn't have that because I felt like that was kind of a spoiler.
I think the trailer says it too.
Like,
does it? Yeah, it's there pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But it's also an M. Night film.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, what weird shit's going to happen next?
Like, yeah, you're like, where's the twist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the trailer because I remember it be like the trailer happening around when other things were coming out this summer. But like, I didn't remember that it was averting the apocalypse in the trailer. So I feel like they kind of make it ambiguous, but maybe not. Because like when I was sitting down to watch this, I was like, I'm curious what happens at the cabin. Like, clearly there's a group of people, right? So, like, are they mass murderers? Like, what's going on here? So,
yeah.
Oh, I knew the full premise of this film.
From the trailer?
Yeah.
Just, oh, okay. Well, maybe I was just bad at paying attention to the trailer then.
You don't remember no good.
I don't. Anyway, so at the beginning, we've got Leonard, Dave Bautista, who just comes out of the woods at this child asking to be friends, which is creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
He's super creepy to start.
So creepy.
Super creepy.
And he's like super monotone. And then the the music had you on edge. It's like very tense. And I was like, this is creepy as fuck. And nothing has happened yet.
It reminds me of Dr. Sleep a lot. Because at the very beginning, Rose the Hat comes up to the little girl and talks about flowers with her. And then suddenly all these fuckers
appear.
Yeah.
You can see that.
And then in this case, the other three appear.
And then they knock seven times at the cabin?
They knock seven times. Because this movie has a lot of biblical references. And all I know is in the Bible, seven is referred like 1,000 times. And like it has to do with the book of Revelation. I've not read the Bible, so I don't know. I'm a tag salmon. Explain seven.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm out. Tip? So.
7 days in the week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
That's all I don't know. That's the only seven I can think of off the top of my head.
Apparently, there are a lot of sevens in the Bible, especially in the book of Revelation, where the four horsemen of the apocalypse come, where they brought that up, and Sam and I were like, that's not right.
But was it right?
It wasn't.
Okay, I was like, I didn't feel like.
What, you mean
was
the
right.
names he gives them?
Yeah.
Yeah, malice, guidance, nurturing, and healing. They're the opposites.
I think they're just a different take on each of them.
They're the antonym.
Or that's what I meant, like a like the opposite, yeah.
War to malice, conquest to guidance, famine to nurturing, death to healing. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they all were supposed to like actually represent it. Like healing was the one chick, the nurse was a healer. Nurturing, she was a cook. Guidance, he was a teacher. And then malice.
Ron Weasley was just mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knocking people out at bars.
I know.
For real.
So that was like, I guess that was put in there. Because a lot of people online, because I wanted to read what... It's an Ab Night film, so I wanted to see what people thought of it.
Yeah, what are their takes?
They were like, I wish... Like, it's pretty divisive. Do you think it would have been better for the story if all four of them had a connection to the family?
Yeah.
No.
So, the reason... I understand both sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, I can see both sides, but I think it wouldn't have been better...
The reason why they only did the one was to be a flag to make you feel like this is all made up.
They did it very well in the different ways of being like, oh, it could be false. Cause it's pretty strong on like you, like as the viewer, you're like, okay, this is real. But then I can't remember his name. The one dad, he always was like very logical.
Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah, Andrew. Even though he didn't believe it, he was trying to convince himself the whole time that it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
He did believe. He
are you talking about the concussion dude or non-concussion?
Non-concussion.
Okay, yeah, that's Andrew.
The aggressive guy, yeah.
Yeah.
The lawyer or whatever. And they do a pretty good job of like showing you that it very much is what's going on is what they're saying. It's all about the apocalypse. But... they provide doubt, right?
Yeah.
Like constantly. So like as a viewer, it's pretty good in that aspect. But once you've seen it, right? So you know exactly what's happening. But to figure it out in the moment, you're just like, oh man, I don't know. What if, like, what could possibly happen here? Especially being an M. Night film, I was sitting there like, all right, what's the fuckery going on right now? Like, what's going to happen? Like,
yeah. But, and that was kind of my like logic for saying like if more people had ties to the family, it gives you more reason for doubt because I feel like
that's what I assumed. Yeah,
I pretty much was sided with Andrew for most of the film personally because I was like, well, you know, they cut the telephone wire, so who's to say they didn't fuck with the TV when you guys weren't paying attention? And then there was another his other good argument when he was like, you guys just found each other on the internet and are an echo chamber. And like,
dude, right?
Basically just a cult. And I was like, Wait, but like that could happen. Like that I felt like all happen. Of his
echo chambers are a thing.
Yeah. I felt like all of his logic was like very well found. So I feel like, I don't know, personally, I would have loved just like a little bit more doubt in there because I don't know. I think still technically kind of shocked at the end. I was like, this is bullshit. Like I
right, that it actually was what yeah. it was. Yeah.
That was the twist.
I think in order to provide more doubt without adding more connections, they just didn't have Redmond die first.
Oh,
and he could be aggressive and
that's
pushy.
True.
And like the whole bar thing could come up and they have an argument about that. And then he's like, well, I should have, you know, he could have been like, I should have killed you then or something, you know, some weird shit that then you would be like, oh, this could quite possibly be Redmond that
like make it stronger.
And then he gets killed. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fair point. Cause
like as the third person instead of the first, you know?
Yeah. And then they still have that play out later when he gets the driver's license. So like if you had that later and then he also had the driver's license, like it would be stronger. Mm-hmm.
We could not remember his name.
Osborne.
O'Bannon.
Oh, I thought it was Osborne. I still think it's Osborne.
I thought it was Osmond.
O'Bannon's weird as fuck.
And then they kept saying Redmond, and I'm like, Redmond the robot?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
But
you
I was
don't gonna, change.
I was going to say having a second person, two of the four connect with them.
Yeah.
But like have the second one like be very loose. Like the one was already kind of loose, right? Like he had to remember him, blah, blah, blah. But like this one be like very lightly associated.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Like Batista taught at... when school or something.
Oh, yeah. But she would have recognized him then, though, right? That would have been an interesting angle if she knew him.
Yeah.
Well, if Wen knew him.
I'm saying just like at the school, like not necessarily. I didn't know all the second grade teachers, you know?
True.
So just like having her at the same fucking school and maybe like her recognizing him, like you said, could throw like... It's another loose like connection. You're like, hold up. Is this for real? Like, are they targeted?
Yeah.
Or is this just happened? And it just happened to be them.
Yeah. And I think it makes it stronger too. Like just more doubt would have made it stronger too when Eric finally flips. Like, you know, he's going to flip, right? Like,
yeah,
he's finally going to do it.
Yeah.
But like, it's more payoff if Eric's doubting a little bit more. I felt like Eric was pretty like basically the only reason he had to maybe be slightly logical about it was his concussion. He's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like
they had a point when they were adopting Wen. Andrew makes a joke about how he's like, you can pray. I'm not going to make a joke.
Yeah.
I won't joke about it. It's like it like adds this little bit that he is spiritual.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I was not expecting Ron Weasley to die. For some reason, I was like, I didn't catch the part that they were going to like die. I was like, oh, okay, they're going to judge part of humanity, right? But then they're all still going to be alive. So I don't know. The first time when he dies, I'm like, shit, okay, that's what type of movie this is.
Motherfucker's dead on the ground.
Yeah.
Yep. Poor Ron Weasley.
I expected just because it's Rupert Grint to last longer.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like Batista. Like, you kind of had a feeling Batista was going to be the last one to go.
Yep.
Yeah. So that, yeah, that's a whole thing with the horsemen, too.
But that can also, that could also have been for the shock factor, right? Because everybody knows who Ron Weasley is.
That's true.
So watching him die first is kind of like that movie, what's that called? They're in space, and it's Ryan Reynolds.
Life.
And he,
life.
Yes, and he dies like right away. Spoiler alert.
We watched it.
We watched it together, man.
Yeah. I know. I'm just. That's why I'm.
Oh, to the other people.
Spoiler alert to everybody. Listening.
Everybody else. Okay. I was like, wait.
Go listen to that episode.
Kind of like the same thing. That's a great movie, but
yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying though, for sure. Because I remember that being a shock when it happened. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? You expect to see this actor for the rest of the movie?
That this happens. I mean, that happened with like Watchmen too. The guy who plays the comedian, I was like, okay, this guy's going to be a big character.
Oh, yeah.
Fucker dies in the first minute.
I actually.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites, honestly.
Yeah, I like when they do that though, because it's kind of a spoiler when you're like, oh, it's the main character. It's this person. You know they're going to live. Like,
are you talking about like how. So my friends one time turned on Law and Order and fucking Harold and Kumar, the guy who plays Kumar was in it. I forget his real name. And I'm like, it was him. They're like, what the fuck? How do you know? I was like, they're not going to just pay this dude to just be a fucking janitor.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly. So, like, if we have a little bit more doubt in here with these big people dying right away, it's like, oh, okay. Well, shit.
Also, I think is the first time I've seen a film where Rupert Grint doesn't just use his natural accent.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Yeah. Guy's got chops.
I didn't even catch that until you just said that. I wasn't even paying attention to that.
Yeah. And you're like, holy shit.
Huh.
Ron Weasley.
I know. Also, he and M. Night did Servant together.
Yeah, which I didn't watch.
Neither have I.
Tim, did you watch Servant?
It looks creepy.
What, Serving?
Servant.
No.
It's on, I think, Apple TV. But it's an M. Night show.
Oh, yes, I've heard of it, yeah. It's on Apple?
I believe so.
I knew there was something on Apple TV that I wanted to watch.
And Rupert Grint is in it.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm looking it up right now.
Now, there were two scenes that I found funny.
Do it.
First one was a quote, and it was Adrian, when she was about to get killed. She's the line cook. She was like, I'm going to be straight up with you. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one is M. Night trying to sell an air fryer.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Because he always likes, did you not catch that, Tim?
Oh, yeah, yeah, on TV, yeah.
Yeah, he was like a Home Shopping Network.
I was like, wait, what? And then, yeah.
Yeah, he was on the Home Shopping Network. And he's just like, and this air fryer will make your chicken very crispy or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's amazing.
It was really funny. I loved it.
It was pretty good. I love how he always pops in cameos.
Exactly. Yeah.
Although one of my favorites of his is obviously Lady in the Cabin. Or Lady Water. In the Water.
Lady in the Cabin. It's a mishmash. Oh,
I did get like Cabin in the Woods vibes.
Because it's a cabin in the woods.
Well, that and
a cabin in the woods.
These people had to sacrifice themselves to for the otherwise it'd like be the end of the world.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally same idea.
Well, I just wanted you to explain it further than just the cabin in the woods.
Yeah, I really love Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah,
it's a good movie. I always wanted a side like TV show or movie where they get to actually show the other monsters more. But I guess it would just be a slasher show.
Yeah, probably. Well, I just feel for this poor family. Like, they just wanted a vacation, and then now they have all this pressure.
Right, now it's just like,
you got to decide if it's real or these people are crazy. Also in front of your poor daughter, who's too little to comprehend all of this.
Dude.
Like, oh, yikes.
Yeah.
It is interesting, though, because he's like, what if families have been doing this for all time?
Yeah.
But it's like, well, wouldn't you recognize when the world almost fell apart? But like, you could also think from the beginning to the where it is now, it would degrade over time, right? So like, everybody in the beginning would understand that this sacrifice has to be made. And then over time, as population grows, belief lessens, you know, the strength of evil grows, whatever. And that would create like a divide to where now it's like randomness, right? It's not like a society like Hunger Games. They're like, well, we know somebody's going to get picked. But we don't know who, you know, it's it would be kind of like that, I think, if everybody knew. They would be like, oh, yeah, we, you know, whoever gets picked, we understand we have to do the sacrifice. Everybody has to die. World continues.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's like, you know, they basically were on the brink of everything ending.
Yeah.
And then it just stopped.
You have like 2 minutes like, after I die.
That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. Well, and it was funny, too, like some of the arguments that Andrew made, I thought were great because he was like, they're not worth it. And I'm like, I mean, I could see that angle.
Yeah,
like, I'm not especially, even necessarily like an evil person, but like, look at the world these days. Like, I can see somebody taking
that. Well, it's not only that, but it's like, it's selflessness, right? But like in the aspect that you're tearing apart. You're removing the most cared thing in your life from your life, right?
Exactly.
Your family. Like, you're literally killing off your family to save the rest of the world. And you're like, but there's so many people in the world that they're like, why would I save them?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's just like, it is like, but is it better to end it all or, you know, give good a chance?
Yeah. Well, and especially I think it's Eric that says, like, that's no way to live, when he's like, we'll just walk the earth alone. And he's like, I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. I thought this movie did a good job of showing both. Yeah. Like, I can see both sides.
Like, I always thought, like, if the apocalypse were to happen, I'd like to be one of the people that stay behind and fight the demons. Even though it's a fruitless fight, right? But, yeah. I like to think about, because I'm not super religious, but I like to think about things like that. Like, I'm spiritual, but not religious. And I like to think about good and evil. It's weird because I was listening to Joe Rogan. They talk about this kind of thing, like, literally today. But anyway, it's almost like non-believers are the ones that are set to stay on the earth and fight the demon, or, like, die to demons or roam the earth, you know, with demons everywhere. And that's that, right? But I like to think about it as, like, those people are now in their rite of passage to make it into heaven, whereas everybody else that already believed, was praying, all this stuff, you know, went to heaven. But, you know, I don't really believe in that stuff anyway, so.
Yeah.
I'll fight the demons for the hell of it.
You're like, fuck it.
Yeah. Might be fun for a brief moment.
Because science is a liar sometimes.
Science is a liar.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
Yeah. I also thought it was funny when Dave Bautista's in the bathroom and they thought that he had escaped. And I'm like, my dude is not going out that window.
No way he fit out that window.
I know.
Come on now.
I would have looked at the window and been like, close it.
Yeah. Like, he's still
not going
here.
Through that window.
Yeah.
But
oh my God.
He did have some concerns about, like, M. Night said he had concerns about trying to find somebody for this role, because in the book, it's a very large man that's supposed to have pages of monologues. That's a very small roster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then some guy's like, oh, what about Dave Bautista? And he's like, I'm glad that I didn't remember that he was a WWE, like, dude, because, like, I would have had that, like, going through my head when I met him. Mm. And, like, this guy is amazing, and, like, let's do this. And in all honesty, I'm sorry if you're big wrestling fans out there, but, like, the way they can remember all those lines and still get hit by fucking shit.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
They have very long speeches.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, sometimes too, though, that's they kind of come up with it on the spot, right? They have, like, guidelines. Like, The Rock kind of talked about that at one point, where he had, like, guidelines for a speech, and he was on his way out. I don't remember where I listened to this, actually. I don't know what, maybe it was Joe Rogan. I don't know. But he was talking about a speech that he made to the crowd. And because they were booing him, and basically they were unsure of his future with, like, wrestling and everything. And he was essentially going to go to a different league. And this speech he did was almost fully impromptu.
Yeah.
But he was just like, basically, fuck you, right? Like, he was like, I'm here to entertain you. Like, something like that. And then that skyrocketed him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where his career, like, completely took off, essentially. But, yeah. I know what you mean. It's kind of crazy that they fucking get beat the shit out of he just makes
they still have
stuff.
The brain cells,
yeah.
But yeah, Bautista, he I think there's more to him than just an action star.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Bautista's amazing acting and stuff.
He's pretty funny.
I think that's part of why he left Marvel too, right? It's like, he's like tired of playing that character, not necessarily tired of playing the character, but there was stuff about him leaving Marvel, and he's just basically said he wanted to branch out.
And this film shows he has range. He's definitely got range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that, like, I felt like his character had a good, it was the conclusion to, like, a lot of the Guardians stuff. So it was, like, a good exit point too.
Yeah.
It wasn't like just random.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to, like, screw over the fans and stuff with that. Yeah. Drax is pretty popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
It would have been fucking weird if he just, like, died or, like, disappeared. Like, you know.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. We've not seen the third one, funny enough. Mm-hmm. But I do think they nerfed him a lot.
They did. He's supposed to be stronger.
Yeah. He kills Thanos in one of the universes.
Right. Yeah. He's capable. Like, Ronan really wouldn't have been much of a fight for him, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Like, he would have taken Ronan pretty hard.
But, which is so funny.
Yeah.
But we're not going to go down that rabbit hole. All right. You both ready to be depressed?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's not the real ending.
What's the real ending?
Wen dies.
World ends. They choose Wen?
Or Wen chooses herself?
No. So which one of you said the world ends?
I did.
Technically right. They are fighting over the gun. Misfire shoots Wen. And this is before Leonard is dead. And he's like, that wasn't by choice. Like, she didn't like sacrifice herself, so it doesn't count.
Oh,
right.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
And then it ends. The book just ends.
Yeah, because everything just ends at that point.
Well, but like, Leonard had.
That's actually a brilliant ending.
Leonard hadn't offed himself yet. So, like, the last of the apocalypse hadn't begun. So, in theory.
Well, that doesn't. Playing along with the rules, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They broke the rules. So then the apocalypse is on and his will be released, in my opinion. But.
And I don't think they would choose to be hey, Wen already died. Like, I don't see them as being like, okay, well, we'll sacrifice. Well, I don't know. I was like, we'll sacrifice one of our others. Like, it's probably just like, yeah. But yeah, that's a much more intense ending and more aligned with what I thought was going to happen. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I was kind of like slightly disappointed that it was just like, it was all real. And then all of a sudden they're like, Eric's like, okay, yeah. I mean, it's not all of a sudden. You can see him making that choice to begin with. But it felt very like normal for M. Night, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like, he really likes the end of the world.
Yeah, like there wasn't anything crazy except maybe the topic, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I was like, man, where's the twist?
The twist was there was no twist.
I know.
I think the twist was just a small one. I think I think the expectation is that they're not going to choose. And so then them choosing is kind of like the twist, but I don't know.
And you said that Redmond was the twist, which I thought was like, and it's another minor twist, right? But like, you're like, the twist is that Redmond's actually like connected to them.
Did I say that like early on?
True.
Yeah.
Oh, you listen to me better than I listen to me. Sometimes I just say shit.
Something, my thoughts are gone from it and I don't remember it.
I said it. Terrible. Okay. So if I didn't listen to it,
to remember it.
I didn't listen to it. No, but yeah, I think it was more minor. It wasn't like The Sixth Sense.
Exactly.
Where it's like, what just happened?
Massive. Yeah.
Which, and
I mean, not all of his movies do have massive ones.
No.
I mean, think of like Signs. There's no real twist to Signs either.
I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
I watch it every once in a while.
I was going to say, I haven't seen it.
That's a great
fucking
movie. But
I believe you.
You know what?
I mean, it is exactly what he's presenting to you. It's kind of like this film.
Yeah.
There's a family on a farm, and seemingly there's aliens. Everything keeps popping up that there's aliens, but they're like, no, it's people. People goofing off. We have these people that are doing. So to me, it's very similar to that because there's no real twist. It's just they slowly build up to the aliens, and then at the end, water becomes their weakness, and that's kind of like a twist. But at the same time, it's like, well, why would they come to a planet with water if they're going to die in water?
Well, mostly
the planet's
water.
Like 80% water or some shit. Like,
yeah.
Bad guidance on their part. But I think it's more the subject matter that's, I don't want to say odd, but like you usually don't see a film like that. And even though it's adapted from a book, like I still don't feel like we see a lot of films like this or like Signs.
Yeah.
Or other movies like The Village with Sigourney Weaver, who we're going to have a whole season on here soon.
Oh man.
Springtime with Sigourney.
Yeah, gotta wait for
Sigourney's not in The Village.
I'm pretty sure she is.
Gotta wait for the weather to warm up.
I'm gonna look right now.
Hold please while I look
remember
it up.
Her character. Whoops, that's not.
Yeah, she's the lead actress.
Got distracted. I guess so. So she's there. I just don't remember her in it.
To be honest, I don't remember her in it.
Yeah.
But I've
it
been
could
doing
also be like the period costumes, right? Like that usually fucks up my memory with stuff because every time I watch movies that are like period, I'm like, wait, I know that this guy's pretty big now, or this girl, you know, this woman.
Yeah.
well-known actor. Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to see them outside of their little character, too, because, like, Catelyn Stark has been in a lot of things. And, like, I can only see her as Catelyn Stark. But then Adam will be like, no, it's Catelyn Stark. And I'm like, oh, shit, is it? Because, like, the red hair and, like, the look is very different than her in real life.
Yeah.
But, yeah, springtime with Sigourney.
Yeah. Mark your calendars.
Like, March 19th.
Mm, mark it down, mark it down.
Is that, like, the first day of spring or near
the first day of spring? Like, the first Thursday of spring.
The first Thursday of spring. Join us.
A Sigourney Weaver.
Anyway, anything else about Knock at the Cabin here?
No, I don't have anything.
All I'm going to say is it was kind of weird.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, like, I don't know. This came out when?
Last year?
Recently, yeah.
22 or 3.
Think about the events that are going on right now. And again, I'm not religious, but if you think about the whole COVID thing, COVID's been around for a while now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they had a virus in the movie just like it. I mean, of course, they could have built that off of, you know, something like COVID. Like, that makes sense as a plague, right? And then all of a sudden, it becomes, like, extremely deadly. And mostly in kids or whatever. Which, you know, then you're killing off, strategically, you're killing off the species at that point. Because if kids get sick to it and die, you can't reproduce. There's no reproduction, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway. Just thinking about that stuff, and it's like, we're more likely to nuke ourselves into oblivion at this point than any point in history, I think. But
yeah.
We were pretty close in the Cold War, but I don't know. Just the weird shit that's going on now.
Yeah. I always find that interesting. I feel like there's a lot of random stuff, like Silicon Valley. This is a totally random one, but they were like, the water wars of 2020. And it's like, well, it wasn't water wars, but shit did hit the fan. It's just always really funny to find those little nuances.
I mean, storms are getting crazier.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
They are more recent or more back-to-back and stronger.
I feel like hurricane season is just a guideline now.
Like, yeah, it used to be like November 1st, it's done.
Yeah.
We got like...
wrecked
last like Tuesday recently.
yeah
it was bad,
and the tropical weather subreddit is like, well, it's not tropical weather, and then the other half is like, it straight up looks like tropical weather.
It follows the exact same pattern.
Just because we're not in hurricane season doesn't mean it's not a tropical storm, like,
right?
Yeah,
so yeah, it's just been interesting. The weather's wild, man.
Yeah, that one was weird though. Like, it was awful all day. 6:30 hits, clear skies.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking weird. Somebody got sacrificed.
Yeah, maybe. There
just
you go.
A sheep, though.
Just a sheep.
To stop one storm, just a sheep.
Or don't a goat. Be concerned really until the planes start falling out of the sky.
They're close enough.
Planes are falling out of the sky.
Well, a door did just fall out of a plane.
Right as I was saying that, I was like, oh, man.
And earlier last year, that happened as well.
There you go. People got close to not making a decision recently. Oh, that's funny.
Now, this season, this is the last episode of the movie watching of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, we might have 3 bonuses, but that's neither here nor there.
They're bonuses. They don't
count. They're bonusy bonuses. Yeah, they don't count towards our rankings.
Yeah.
So, Sam, I'm going to make you go first.
Okay. I don't think I wrote down my whole list. Was I supposed to?
Yeah, you were.
Oopsie. I was going to slot it in and make you read it, but I can read it instead. Well.
Wait. Whiplash is one.
Yeah, wait. Do you want me to talk about Knock at the Cabin, or do you start want me to just knock talk at the cabin. Knock at the Cabin when I get there?
Talk about Knock at a Cabin.
It's kind of hard to say sometimes.
And then you can read your list.
All right, Knock at the Cabin. I think I would flip this on. It's interesting because, like, the subject matter is not something I want to watch all the time, but... to me, it feels like a movie that, like, if you have a group of people and you're just, like, looking for something to watch that's, like, kind of newer, like, I think it would be not necessarily a crowd pleaser, but one that would have people's attention, right? So for me, I'm thinking like, okay, if you have some people over and you're just like looking for something to watch, this is a good one to put on.
Or what about if like you and a few of your friends go out to like a secluded cabin in the
exactly.
woods?
Exactly. You might as well throw this on.
Yeah.
Just in case.
That'd make me feel real safe.
Yeah.
I'd be that friend that
knocks on
we'd
the door.
Watch it and then I go outside and knock on the door.
Yeah, exactly.
You would.
I would, absolutely.
Yeah. But I think like to Tim's point earlier, like it doesn't rank as something I would watch all the time because like once you see it, right? Like you know. So but I think it's worth the original watch and maybe like showing other people and watching them watch it. So anyway, with that. It's going to be in a flip on, but it's not going to be like super high. So I have Whiplash in the first position. Godzilla King of the Monsters is number two. Harry Potter is number three. The Sixth Sense is number four. Van Helsing is number five. Hidalgo is number six. Samurai is number seven. Knock at the Cabin is number eight, which then pushes Creature from the Black Lagoon to my last flip on at number nine. A Choice of Weapons is my first flip off. Why Don't You Play in Hell is my second flip off. Bridesmaids is my third flip off. Leon the Professional is the fourth flip off. Shadow in the Cloud, Magic, and Officer Down. It was tough because I was like, ooh, would I watch Samurai above this? Would I watch this above Samurai? And that was about where my fence was. I was like, I can't really decide between those two. So that's
yeah.
where I slotted it in.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
That felt really long, so...
Yeah, Tim, sorry. So Tim, you don't have to be like, I did this one on first. I think we can figure that out. I'm just kidding.
Huh?
Well,
you told me to read the whole order.
I know.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, my first one is Van Helsing.
Nice.
And then, of course, Sixth Sense, you know. Whiplash, Hidalgo, Black Lagoon, Harry Potter, and then I'm going to slot in number seven there. This is where this is going.
Okay.
Very so, close. I get it.
What's the name of this movie? Knock at the Cabin. Samurai, Godzilla, Leon, and then Why Don't You Play in Hell gets bumped down as the first spot for flip off. Bridesmaids, Choice of Weapons, Officer Down, Magic, and Shadow on the Clock.
Nice.
Now,
I didn't want to flip that off, but.
I know, right? Like, yeah. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's fun to make you think about.
Right.
I don't know.
It's like you almost want to rethink your order at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for me, Knock at the Cabin. I'll say when I first saw the trailer for this film, I was like, I don't want to see it because if I see it, that means Sam sees it. And then that means I'm never allowed to go camping again.
That's very true.
So I was like a little, man, I can't believe she picked it. But I was like, but... It's M. Night. He doesn't really do horror. Mm-hmm. His are more like a little thrill seeking.
Yes.
A bit of thrillers. Yeah. So I flipped this on too.
Nice.
I did like it. And we'll hear when it gets to my flip on position.
I'm curious if it's like near seven.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Nice.
No way.
Harry Potter returns to Hogwarts.
Nice.
That was. Not great.
It was not. I don't try and be great.
I can't do any better, but that didn't sound like a... I don't know what that was.
It was just me just doing a shitty accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Whiplash.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Van Helsing. Samurai mm-hmm. 1. Sixth Sense. Hidalgo. A Choice of Weapons. Leon the Professional. And in my 10th spot...
Oh, you just got lucky because you have more flip-ons.
I have more flip-ons than everybody.
Is that where it's going?
Knock at the Cabin. Yeah.
So you skipped one there. You didn't say, why don't you play in hell? That was your number five.
Shit, yeah, I did. I didn't write it down.
Snap!
So my 11th is Knock at the Cabin.
So it's not flipping on.
No, it is. I still have more than
all
of you.
It's still, flip-ons?
Yeah, it still fits.
Yeah, you have 9, he has 10, I have 11.
11 flip-ons is obscene.
Well, it's because based on our prior data...
I understand.
I flip more on, so I need bigger room.
You need more.
Actually, we should have done the opposite. We'll have to do the opposite next time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I would be bitching so hard.
Yeah.
Sam would have put this on.
Sam would just be pouting.
Yeah, probably.
Sam is almost 50-50.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's pretty rough for her.
Yeah.
But yeah. Creature from the Black Lagoon did get bumped. Which yeah. I even said when we watched it, I was like, it's probably going to end up bumped at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think we all were kind of in that spot where it's...
It was all right.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids.
I have
it at
number 5.
Oh, shit. I thought Damn. Yours was lower. Never mind then.
Well, Tim was pretty adamant about not moving stuff.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then Magic, Shadow in the Cloud, and then Officer Down.
Wow. Wait, so like how different are ours?
We'll find out in the last, in the season finale.
Oh, okay.
Which is next week.
Okay, never mind then.
Hot dog.
I was like, just by listening, they didn't sound that different.
They are and they aren't.
They are and they aren't. There are parts that are vastly different. Mix. And then, I don't know. Some of them kind of ride in the middle, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tune in next week. But time to wrap it up. Tim is up, so he has to wrap us up.
If you're religious, you might like the movie. If you're not religious, you might like the movie. If you like Batista in different roles, you might like the movie. But overall, I think you're going to like the movie. So.
Oh, and then the critics gave it a 67%, 63% from the audience. IMDb with a 6.1 out of 10 and 2.6 out of 5 from Google, because now they do star ratings.
2.6 out of 5?
Yeah, like a 5.2 on IMDb.
Wow.
People are weird.
Yeah.
Those were pretty steady, though.
I know, in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you all for listening to us. We're so grateful that every 5 to 7 of you decides to tune in with us on Thursdays at 1 p.m. It gets our little hearts to flutter. And we're so thankful that you're here. So let me just steal your ear for a few more minutes while I talk about some of our social media. Social media, we have it. We're on Instagram and that new thing called Threads. Although by the time you hear this, I don't know if it'll be new. Either way, the user handle is FlipperFlix. Very easy, very simple. We also have a website called FlipperFlix.com. You see the simple thing? We really like it. We like to try to make it as easy for you as possible. On the website, you can see our bios. Read a little bit more about the 2, 3, 5, 10. No, there's just 3 of us. Crazy people on this podcast. Read a little bit about us, the little amount we're willing to share with you. And read about some of the categories. Depending on the season, there's different categories. So if you missed one, but you think it sounds really excellent, you can go ahead and check it out and be like, crap, let me go look for that one in the episode titles. The last thing and most important thing on the website is that we do recommendations. There's a little contact form where you can throw us a bone, throw us a movie recommendation. We promise we will try to watch it in a timely manner. And yeah, once we watch it, we kind of link it to the website so you can see and come back to it and keep checking to make sure your recommendation got viewed and chit-chatted about. If you don't like the website angle or the social media angle, you can do the old school angle and you can email us, flipperflix@gmail.com. That's right, we have the email. Go ahead and give us a recommendation or just write us a love letter about how much you enjoy our voices, or maybe you can write us a hate letter about how much you're like, God, you guys ramble too much, like get it together. Either way, we'll be happy to hear from you. What else? What else? Well, we would love for you to like and subscribe on whatever podcasting platform that you're listening to us right now. Like I said, we're very thankful you're here, so anything you can do to just let us know you're out there, we would really love it. Like, subscribe, review, and there's plenty of places you can do that. Apple, Spotify, Google. If you're listening to us right now, you kind of know where to do it. So we'll leave it in your hands to make sure it gets done. Also, if you haven't figured it out by now, we drop episodes every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So if you subscribe, you'll be able to tell right when the episode drops because it'll come into your queue. So please go ahead and do that so you can listen to our ramblings every week. We would be eternally grateful. That's it.